questions. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about how incredibly disgusting this is. You have the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of the Netherlands, representatives of the Queen of England, all of these big oil company heads, the heads of the top banks in the planet, the people that have created the derivatives, the people that have bought off our politicians worldwide. 2 years ago, they came in and openly bought off the Greek government, put their president in, put their finance minister in. You look at countries all over the world, they got Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, former people in the revolving door working inside the major governments as the finance ministers, the presidents, the prime ministers, the leaders of the senates. This is how they're getting away with the corruption. This is how they get away with the rest of the world economy melting down, global depression, while these mega banks make trillions of dollars and individuals are paid billions and billions and billions in bonuses. And as the water prices are increased, so the government can, quote, pay off the debts they don't owe in Ireland and Greece. In the United States, as taxes are raised everywhere, and as the services are cut, the people are told they're cutting services for austerity to pay off the debt. But if you look at Eastern Europe, you look at Latin America, you look at Western countries that have been taken over by these people, you never get out of the debt because it's impossible. It's 1.5 quadrillion. It's fraudulent. That would have been like telling Germans in the Great Depression in 1932 that they had to pay off every individual family's debt of trillions of marks. You know, it took billions of marks to buy a loaf of bread. USA Today yesterday had the cover story that it's really $60+ trillion that the United States, quote, owes. Well, I'm sorry. Last year, the Washington Post reported the U.S. share of derivatives is 600 trillion of the 1.5 quadrillion worldwide. It's impossible to pay off. We don't owe it. It's a fraud. We are incredibly wealthy. But they've invested the police pension funds, the fire funds, the teacher funds, the private funds, everything in these systems. And now they're holding us hostage saying, give us whatever we want, cut all your benefits or you'll get nothing. That's the trick. And then we do that 3 years ago, things get worse. Now they're back saying more bailouts, more money, more unlimited trillions to Europe, or Greece will collapse and take Europe with it. It won't take Greece and Europe with it, and then America. It will take the bankers with it. And you watch, they're going to have trillions more in, quote, bailouts that are really just blood money paid to these criminals, and they'll be back in a couple more years for more, more, more. And the deeper the depression gets, they'll say, cut, 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 pay us everything and we'll fix it. Then you cut, 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 pay them everything, and it only gets worse. I mean, here's Obama. And we told you a week ago this was going to happen, that at Bilderberg they were going to get trillions more. And Obama is pressing the Germans and others to bail out, it's not a bailout, to give trillions more, including U.S. taxpayer money and German and French and other money, to, quote, save Greece or it'll pull down Europe. The debt, over 90% of it, is created by the bankers. They just get government to sign on to the debt and promise to bail it out. Then they turn around and say, this is your debt, you've got to pay it, and we're going to cut your pension fund. We're going to cut your Social Security that you paid into. Now, I'm not a fan of people being dependent. I'm not a fan of the socialist model because I know it was created by the banksters on record to get you dependent so they could then hold you hostage and control the entire system and have everything under federal systems that tie into the world government. But here's Obama, and we told you this was coming. Obama presses Europe, pledges help for Greek crisis. They've already had three rounds of bailouts there. Greece has lost its credit rating, just like Moody's, Standard & Poor's says the U.S. is. So it's more, more, more. The more you pay the bankers, the more you owe them. Because when our countries create a dollar to bail someone out, a dollar of debt is created to the very bankers that we're bailing out. It's like a snake eating its tail. The fraud is so huge and so simple, it makes it complex, and people can't see it. It's us or them. It's us or them, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back with more coverage. Stay with us.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This has been the biggest year ever in the 35 years that the Bilderberg Group has been exposed. They've been meeting, of course, for decades before that. Their own corporate minutes have been ferreted out. Since then, they've even released some of them to the BBC a decade ago, admitting they want to set up world government. But U.S. media, until just a few years ago, was still saying it did not exist and that you are insane if you talk about it. That's why I get countless emails of people talking about their family members. If they talk about it at dinner, visiting their parents or their children or their neighbors, they are laughed at. Because the average mind-numb person out there thinks they're on the winning team if they laugh at people that have more knowledge than them. We now have the full 2011 official attendee list. It is bombshell. We'll be breaking it down. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge is also linked to it, DrudgeReport.com. Also, Paul Joseph Watson, there's a video on the site, breaks down the official Bilderberg 2011 attendee list. Bilderberg behind Rick Perry 2012 run. That report is up on the site, also with the news that Newt Gingrich's staff is quitting and going to the globalist Perry, because Gingrich is falling out of favor with the ruling class because he's losing so much traction. We've got a lot of key economic and military news today coming up. China's rating house says U.S. is already defaulting, as I've told you for years. We're going to explain what that means to everyone. Hyperinflation and the death of the dollar. It's all coming up today, but I take you now to Paul Watson in St. Moritz, Switzerland, the site of Bilderberg 2011, with a lot of big developments. He's also with We Are Change out of Switzerland. And We Are Change founder Luke Radowski, also RT reporter and Infowars.com roving reporter, with some big breaking news on the staged bomb threat that even The Guardian is reporting. It was staged. We, of course, first broke that news here yesterday because our team is working so hard and doing such a great job. And we go now to Paul Joseph Watson with a report on the latest developments. Then he'll hand the phone off to Luke Radowski of We Are Change. Paul, break down the latest developments.
Hi, Alex. We're at an event that's just up the hill from the Bilderberg Hotel. About an hour ago, we actually went in the field that's just above the hotel, just outside the police line, and we were able to film live footage, which was streamed on Justin TV, of the helicopter picking up one of the Bilderberg members. We believe it to be a woman, and it flew off over the mountain, so we got some pretty good live footage. And then afterwards, we were interviewing Dominique of We Are Change Switzerland, and he was telling us about a big breaking story involving the Swiss politician Dominique Bettig, who before the conference had called for Henry Kissinger to be arrested as a war criminal. And I'm going to hand you over to Dominique so he can explain the letter that has now been presented to the Swiss.
Okay, and tell us who Dominique is again. Tell us who Dominique is before you give him the phone.
Dominique is from We Are Change Switzerland.
Okay, Dominique, good to speak with you, sir. Give us this report.
Okay, yesterday we went to the Soretta Hotel, the Bilderberg Hotel, where they meet, and we brought a letter from the Swiss legislature, Dominique Bettig, who was stated that the different journalists were intimidated by the police. They were followed by cars with the German numbers in Switzerland, and black windows and things like that. So Patrick wrote an official letter that we handed out to the chief of the region, Barbara Janom Steiner, to get sure that the journalists can do their work and that the coverage is done about the Bilderbergs, because he know what the agenda is from the Bilderbergers, and he doesn't want them to meet in Switzerland. They should go away, he said. And tonight he will come to confront the event managers about the case that Henry Kissinger is coming to Switzerland.
This is big news, sir. And again, you've already had a member of the equivalent of your Congress come out earlier in the week and call for the arrest of Kissinger. Is this the same?
Yes.
Now, explain your government system. Explain your government system and exactly who he is and his name again and who's talked to him. It sounds like you've talked to him. You have the official letter. Yes. He's already in the papers saying he wants Kissinger arrested. And you're saying he is coming today to confront the police.
It's not the only one. There are two other legislators coming up there in the Hotel Rundelins where we stay at an event that they talk about the Bilderberg meetings and their agenda. And so we have in Switzerland a subsidiary system. So the people, the local people, can do politics, and then it's go up and up to the federal system. So it's not a centralized system where in the central laws are being
yes, sir. For those that don't know, the United States, more than the Greeks and Romans, as we were told by modern historians, the United States, if you read the Founding Fathers, was actually founded off a Dutch model that was then exported to Switzerland. Switzerland already had a similar model where you actually have your states, of course, under another name. You have your, cantons, correct?
Yeah, this is called Canton.
Yes, you have your states, for those that don't know, and they are the supreme power. They then vote and completely order the vassal federal body around. As our republic was established, we now have it completely backwards here in the United States, and that's why we're in so much trouble. And so some of the leaders of the states, hence leaders of the federal government, because the states run your federal government, are coming. You're saying three of them. We do have the mainstream Swiss papers from 2 days ago where he was saying he wants them arrested. Your prime minister has said they shouldn't be meeting there as well. So what you're saying is confirmed there. But this is big breaking news. This is the first time I've ever heard of this, that the leaders of a government are going to be going and confronting the criminals that are meeting there. Any other details you can give us, sir?
The other things is that Batik, the national legislator, said that if something's going to happen, if blood is on the streets, the whole responsibility has to be taken by the chief of the region, who is also attending at the Bilderberg meeting. But it states that stop all the scaring of the journalists and let them get the work out and do the big coverage of the Bilderberg meeting, because in a country like Switzerland, if we have direct democracy, the people should be informed about this meeting, and that we have an article 266 that states that our politicians cannot meet in secret with other politicians from other states, other countries, foreign countries.
Yeah, it's called treason. So, we have the Logan Act as well.
Yeah, it's treason. It's like the Logan Act, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's an illegal thing. And he repeated this, that he don't want to be a part of this system where the Bilderberger can get a platform in this country. So,
Well, amazing, right, sir. Now, to be specific, you're with We Are Change. Luke Radowski is there as well. Paul Watson is with you. But you've seen the letter. I mean, how do you know the letter? Have you seen the letter?
Yes. I wrote a letter to the legislator. In Switzerland, you can reach your legislators, wrote them letters. And if you know them, if you're going outside to meet them, talk with them, they're trying to help you. There's a few politicians who have the balls to help you.
Well, sir, you're amazing. You're amazing. Give us your full name, because you deserve great credit doing the right thing and going to your representatives, your servants, your legates, so the people that serve you, your representative, and getting them to do the right thing. This is going to be very, very historical, and obviously We've got to have our team there covering it, and we'll have our team there covering it, and more on that live in the third hour, literally with their cell phones, as this happens at the gates of Bilderberg. But specifically, give us your full name, sir.
I just want to mention that we are a lot of people here, and it's the work of everybody here.
And I wonder if the police are going to try to keep their boss from delivering this letter.
I think the Swiss police are very patriotic, some of them even are, and they didn't know what they are protecting. We have to inform them about the attendees and about the whole Bilderberg meeting who was built up by a Nazi, Prince Bernhard.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the front.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
They're hiding behind walls.
It'd hide behind discs.
They're hiding behind their desks.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
I can see through your mask.
You that never done nothing.
Except build to destroy.
But build to destroy.
Play with my world.
You play with my world.
Like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes.
And you run fast.
And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
Yep, they're the ones gearing up the wars.
Like Judas of old.
Launching the war right now in Libya, launching the new bombing campaigns.
In D.C.
In Yemen, the secret airstrikes.
A world war can be won.
And there we are confronting them, drawing attention, and now a high-level Swiss politician, open letters signed by two others. My guys have seen the letters. They're going to get copies of it. We're going to get it up on the continually updated news feed at Infowars.com, actually confronting the real illegitimate criminal government, the hijackers of our society. Paul Watson, I'm going to let you go soon here so you can get all this together, get it to Kurt and Emo to get a report out because I know you're on the ground. And if that report isn't out in 30 minutes, you guys got to break up. One of them stay there and get back and write the report. This has got to happen now. This is huge breaking news with the big demonstration at high noon. I know there's a lot more people there today, but we're less than 24 hours. We're like 18 hours or something now out from the big demonstration at high noon tomorrow there in St. Moritz. Watson, any other points to add? I mean, that was bombshell information that we just received right there.
Yeah, we're gonna have to stay up here and film it, and I guess Kurt is gonna write the article. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and we've got to, with the Swiss, get a hold of that office and make sure exactly when he's arriving. We've got to get that on tape and march with him up there.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't have people backing him, who knows what they'll do to him. And again, this is the equivalent of Ron Paul marching, Swiss Ron Paul, literally marching up to Bilderberg. This is sensational. It is sensational, the amount of attention this is going to draw to the real shadow enemies. Once we identify these vampires in the light of high noon, today and tomorrow, this is another devastating blow as we show people that they're little men behind the curtain. They're not the Great Oz. They're not invincible. What is happening is historical, to say the least. If you just joined us, three Swiss ministers have signed a letter. It has been delivered to the Bilderberg Group. The police have now backed off harassing media, and one of their highest level members of their / Congress, it's called their canton, it's the Council of the States, is going to go to Bilderberg and demand to be let in, and is going to confront and try to have Henry Kissinger arrested. This is off the charts delicious. I know we can beat the globalists. I know that who has the fight wins. Who is in the right wins when they fight. Resistance is victory. My children's future, your children's future, free humanity, the spirit of 1776, everything we are is about standing up and marching on Bilderberg today and tomorrow. This is off the chart exciting, and I take you now, I believe we've got him online, to Mark Anderson. He is one of the chief reporters, I believe he's even the editor, over there at American Free Press, and he writes on news across the nation, AmericanFreePress.net, the colleague of Jim Tucker. And Mr. Anderson, it's good to have you there. Are you as energized and excited as I am about these bombshell developments?
Absolutely, and, you know, it's kind of a mixture of activists and Sherlock Holmes. You know, the Bilderbergers are an intrigue kind of group, and you have to be a kind of a sleuth and an activist at the same time, but I'm very excited.
What do you make of the fact that this letter's been delivered, the cops have suddenly begun to really behave themselves and are having the reporters get closer because, you know, there it's direct democracy and their boss has told them, you're protecting criminals. We're told the police are really starting to wake up, and now this member of the government, this member, Cantonian leader, is going to be arriving soon to try to get into Bilderberg. This is Bilderberg under siege, Mark.
Absolutely. I think we're talking about Dominique Bettig, the National Council member of the Swiss People's Party.
Yes.
Yeah, Dominique, as you probably know, had written letters to Simonetta Sommaruga, the federal civil law enforcement officer who's a member of the federal council, and then Mrs. Barbara Jenome Steiner, and she's the cantonal cop, top officer. And not only did they not initially respond to Bettig, but Jenome Steiner, she actually is attending Bilderberg. So initially there was a slap in the face to Dominique Bettig in his initial letters pleading to these top law enforcement officers not to even allow Bilderberg to meet here in the first place. So they snubbed Dominique Bettig, this traditionalist-minded legislator. But what we're hearing now, which is what you're talking about, he's not taking this lying down, and he's going to ignore their cold shoulder and evidently be very proactive about this. So that takes a lot of courage, a great deal of courage on Dominique's part.
Mark, I know you are second only to somebody like Jim Tucker in your deep years of research and following Bilderberg, and you've been to many of these events. Am I right in saying that nothing like this has ever happened, and that this is a major watershed, bellwether, flashpoint event?
I believe so, in many ways. Jim and I were discussing this earlier. First of all, he cannot remember. He goes back like 35 years. He cannot remember ever there being a national legislator of a host country to Bilderberg raising this kind of ruckus in this manner, actually trying to prevent Bilderberg from meeting, and when he couldn't do that, then going to this next step and delivering this protest, apparently in person in front of Bilderberg. So this is unprecedented, and according to Jim, who just told me this morning, and he's been covering this for 35 years, and then you have the other factors involved. They're taking this meeting's taking place in a country whose traditions run exactly against the grain of Bilderberg. They want centralized control. The Swiss believe in a kind of a populist home rule grassroots style of government. It's just a no fit all the way. They shouldn't be here philosophically, culturally, in for any reason. They don't belong here. They don't belong anywhere, really, but they definitely don't belong here. And I think that's what Bettig sees, that this would tarnish the Swiss system. It would tarnish their reputation. And he probably suspects that some of their deliberations might be how to get Switzerland into the European Union so it's not the sticky wicket in their mad quest for a unified Europe.
And notice as soon as they have the second vote and finally force the success story, Ireland, into the EU, they immediately, by design, through the ministers they controlled, the traitors inside Ireland, economically imploded them and handed literally the lion's share of their taxes over to the IMF and World Bank. And that's what they want to do to Switzerland. And so, you know, the hour's getting late. The global crisis is on. The crimes of Bilderberg are known, and people are identifying them as the enemy. As people like yourself and the protesters continually to doggedly expose Bilderberg, being laughed at, being told it doesn't exist, ha, ha, ha. Now we see it all coming to a head as the global ultra-rich, the richest, most powerful royalty and banking heads and oil company heads meet.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Agents that literally carry the spark of God's love in their hearts for their children and our cultures are everywhere. And the globalists have their legions of paid-off scum and psychopaths and sociopaths and bullies and control freaks. But it's always free humanity that isn't rallied until things get really bad. And then good people finally come out of their trance, wake up. And that's why the evil ones are so scared of good people, because they want to intimidate us and make us feel weak, because they can literally, at a spiritual, instinctive level, we are like thousand-foot giants to them because we're in the right. And the wicked flee when none pursue. And we are pursuing. And that's why they flee and hide, Mark Anderson.
Yeah, I think that for all their great wealth, they're the poorest people on the planet. They're culturally and in their soul, in their intellects, in their spirit, they're poorer than dirt. And I think they know that. All they have is money and power, which are ephemeral things, things that slip away. I think they sense their own mortality individually and collectively. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. They're not going to get away with this because we're not going to let them. It's just that simple. And, even if they were meeting for the best of reasons and everything was
peaches and cream. You're still not supposed to have secret decisions being made. See, that's what people don't understand. Secrecy is never good, even if the best intentions are there. And we know they don't have the best intentions, so it's a double whammy. You know, it's just there's no way they can explain their way out of this. It's undemocratic. It's wrong. Even if they're voting to send money to the poor every week, they need to do it in the open. But, you know, openness to them is you know, just anathema. They don't even understand what that's about, you know. It's almost sad. I mean, they're really, I pity them as much as I loathe them.
Well, you're right. Mark Anderson, looking at the agenda for folks that just joined us, we're covering Bilderberg 2011, a day that will be remembered for a long time. Very exciting, you know, the equivalent of a Ron Paul of Switzerland. That's what he's known as, heading up one of the cantons. And again, their states then combined to make the federal government. It's direct state rule, people rule, what the Republic once had through the states. Until the globalists took over in 1913 and got rid of the 17th Amendment for the states to send in the U.S. senators. He's basically the equivalent of that for folks that don't understand the U.S. Republic before it was taken over and understand the Swiss system. But expanding on that, Mark, recapping how big this is, we're going to put, when we can, the letter back on screen that's been delivered by Luke Radowski, and later today, in the next few hours, the leader of this canton is going to come there. He's already sent it out to the prosecutors, the police. He's told them, look, you're in violation of law. I'm coming. I'm your boss. Look out. This is a showdown. This is a showdown. This is big.
It's major. It's you know, heartening to see. And this is the right country for it to happen in. They don't belong here. As I said, it's retrograde to what they believe. And, you know, they're in the wrong environment, and it provides the right opportunity to present them with the right rebuke, the right defense of the common man. And it's time for the common man to win a few. You know, they've had their day in the sun. It's time for them to pack it in.
Any other key points you'd like to add about what you've observed? Editor, I know you work as a visiting editor and a lot of other things. In fact, what is your title in American Free Press? I know you're a radio talk show host, too, and I've interviewed you many times. Mark, what's your title over there?
I'm editor. Jim Tucker's editor emeritus. He's semi-retired, but he still covers Bilderberg. And I'm editor, and we're a team now. I'm sort of inheriting the baton from him, more or less. And, well, I think that what we're talking about today is the key development, and what I talked about earlier, where the legislator who's rebuking and confronting Bilderberg tried to get the local and federal police from stopping Bilderberg from meeting here in the first place. But maybe it's almost better that didn't happen, because if that didn't happen, or if that would have happened had they not met here, then he wouldn't be evidently approaching them and, you know, confronting them with this letter. So maybe this is the way God intended it, you know? And certainly I think that the specific issues that Bilderberg wants to discuss include whether to continue the wars in Afghanistan and Libya. It always includes energy matters, monetary matters. You know, will the I'm sure that meeting in Switzerland, they're going to think about Switzerland being this, you know, odd man out and not fitting into their global straitjacket. You know, everything is a lot less secret about Bilderberg than it used to be, but it's still hard to discern, of course, unless you're in there, exactly what they're talking about. You know, they do have a quasi-official website where they list a quasi-official set of topics, but, you know, they're very misleading. There's one in there right now on their official website, something like Switzerland. You know, will it be successful in the future? You know, you could read that a lot of different ways, you know, real innocuous sounding topics. And so it always sounds dry and academic, you know, if you read their own literature. But, of course, there's much more to it, and the secrecy is the enduring problem. So that's essentially what we've got so far. And the rest is just a lot of legwork, confirming who's there.
Okay.
How,
well, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark Anderson, we've got Jim Tucker on the line with us. We're going to let you go.
Oh, wonderful.
But stay close to my guys, because I want to get you to pop in coming up later in the broadcast. But, Mark, thank you so much. We'll continue to watch your work at AmericanFreePress.net. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Pass the baton. on the gym. We'll see you, Alex.
Okay, thank you, sir. Here is Jim Tucker, the original Bilderberg sleuth. Jim, good to have you here with us.
It's always a pleasure.
Jim, how big is this that this top Swiss leader has sent the letter demanding that Kissinger basically be arrested and that the police follow the Swiss Constitution and honor the press, and that he is now in the next few hours preparing to make his way there to try to basically force his way into the Bilderberg Group meeting?
Well, several people saw such a vehicle approach. On the other hand, there's several ways they could have taken the ambulance from the airplane to a car parked somewhere else and slide in that way. But Kissinger's definitely there. He's
yes.
Identified.
Yeah, he's the heart of Bilderberg, along with Rockefeller and Queen Beatrix. What do you make of the announcement that this leader of a canton, as high level as it gets, other than the Prime Minister of Switzerland, is going to confront them, Jim? Have you heard this news?
Yes, sir. The guy's been reported that he plans a confrontation, and it should be a lot of fun, too. I guess you'll have to stand outside the gates until they come out, because they'll have it sealed off inside, and they could throw him in jail if he bucks the line. In fact, they have jailed a couple of people already who tried to walk through against orders, took one guy's passport away. They're playing rough.
But in Switzerland, though, these canton leaders, I mean, that'd be like Speaker of the House, or that'd be like Ron Paul, you know, showing up at a Bilderberg Group meeting in Chantilly and demanding to be let in.
Yes, it'd be analogous to that, certainly.
Oh, this is huge. Have you ever seen anything like this in your 35 years of covering the Bilderberg scum?
Never, never has the high statesman so publicly challenged Bilderberg.
I tell you, this is they. If they were running scared earlier in the week, Jim, you know they've heard of this. Do you think they're doing you know what in their underwear?
Oh yes, I'm sure they have bowel problems. The starting late anyway, because the crowd cover keeping the helicopters away. And not only the helicopters get to St. Marie, so they had to do a lot of long-distance driving, and some planes were able to land at a small airport later, but they were a full day late getting started. And they all have to duck and run on Monday because their cover meetings, NATO is one cover meeting, as you know, and that way the Secretary of Defense can duck into Bilderberg and then go home. But the reason he was over here was NATO, and no word mentioned about the Bilderberg meeting, of course.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
New Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, this is an historical broadcast. We're talking to a member of the Swiss Parliament right now, Lucas Reimann. Other members of the Parliament are soon to arrive. This is just incredible, and we're talking about the different party leaders that are arriving who stand against the globalists, the IMF, the World Bank, takeovers of their sovereignty. These prominent members are preparing. They've already delivered the letter through Luke Radowski to then attempt to go to the police that work for them. They've written letters to the police saying Kissinger's a war criminal. He needs to be arrested. They've written letters to the prosecutors, and one of the parliamentary leaders that's about to arrive has said he is going to march up there. Continuing with that, Member of Parliament Reimann, specifically, do you know when you're going to march up to Bilderberg, and what Minister Dominic is planning?
I'm very sorry, I couldn't understand you today. We're here already talking.
Okay, I understand, sir. Tell us why you guys oppose the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, we oppose the Bilderberg Group because we think in a democracy, people should decide. You know, in Switzerland, people can decide about every decision by a vote. People vote yes or no, and not a few people. The most rich people, the most important people, they can decide about the people. We think it should come from the people. We want freedom for the people and not these Bilderbergs.
Now, before we went to break, you were talking about opposing the IMF World Bank. Can you explain to people what those systems are doing, what the euro is doing, and why the Swiss are standing against it?
Yeah, we did a lot of work in the parliament against the IMF. You know, Switzerland is not a member of the European Union. It's not a member of the euro. We also tried to get out Switzerland of the IMF to stop this system that wants to, it's a slavery of the currencies. And we have to stop that. We want freedom also for the currencies.
What can you tell us about the plans that we've been told of today for the man you called your leader? And please, again, tell us about his position in Swiss government in the parliament, who's coming and who wrote the letter and is planning reportedly to go and march up to the gates of Bilderberg and reportedly demand to be let in.
Yeah, he tried to stop the Bilderberg conference before it began. He wrote to our government, he wrote to the president here from St. Moritz, and he tried to stop the conference. He said a non-democratic, intransparent thing like that should not be here in Switzerland.
And some folks will say, what, free association isn't allowed? These are government ministers. You have laws there against government people meeting with other governments. That's called treason to discuss things outside the purview of the people and make deals. Hillary Clinton has been previously fined for attending Bilderberg under our Logan Act. What is the specific law, because I know Switzerland has one, sir, against government meetings in secret with private interest?
Oh yeah, yes, we have this law, and I think our judges have to use that against the conference.
Now we're able to watch you live here, streaming video. Who is that fellow standing next to you? A member of Parliament, Lucas Reimann.
It's Dominic. He's just helping me because my English is not very good. But what I can say is here are some members of the National Parliament in Switzerland, and they do support you. They do support Ron Paul, and they hope it will change a lot in the world in the next year.
Yes, sir. I thought I recognized him. That's the fellow that helped write the original letters to get things going. We interviewed Dominic earlier. Are there any other members of parliament there yet, or do you know when they're arriving? Do you know when the leader of the pro, you know, Swiss independence, Mr. Dominic, do you know when he's going to arrive?
He will arrive at 8 o'clock here in St. Moritz.
So he's arriving in about 30 minutes?
European time. 30 minutes, yes.
45 minutes or so. Well, this is huge. Obviously, then, we need to let you guys get ready to go do that. And obviously, are you going to march with him and the other member of parliament up to the gates of the Viper's Nest?
We try our best. I can call him and ask if he could arrive a little bit earlier.
Oh, no, that's fine. We're going to be going into the next hour, sir. So we're going to let you go. But if you have anything else you'd like to add, and then we'll obviously get your phone number, and then we're going to follow you around so that we can have full coverage of what's happening.
Okay, thank you so much for your work, and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. Please give the phone back to Paul Watson. Jaron, talk to Paul. Give him the direction. Thank you. All right, this is unbelievable. This is what real media, real cutting edge, real new network, next generation InfoWar is about. We are watching live video from Switzerland if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. The radio listeners are listening to this. This is all happening live time, and I'm the director of this, so I am here on air from Austin, Texas, directing great patriots and media people there in their coverage of what's happening and talking to folks along with the rest of the crew helping in this symphony to bring you this information. Great job to the crew. I am absolutely blown away by the coverage today. I would imagine you are. This is so exciting. You know, I only did this one time on air about 2 years ago because it's such a big deal to my family and your family and everybody else who loves freedom. anybody that doesn't want to be a slave. The globalists control the oil. They control the carbon. They've designed a carbon-based system. We are a carbon-based planet. And part of the carbon cycle is carbon dioxide, water, oxygen, and sunlight. And if they're able to control and tax any one of those, it's over, total domination. And so here they are controlling the main carbon system, and then they're the same ones that want to restrict it to us through this system. And when it came out with the emails and the premeditated lies and the fact that they know carbon's good and more carbon dioxide's good, and that the temperature has actually started dropping overall, they can always show you some micro temperature increases, but I can show you decreases. The point is, I had the guys go get champagne and pop it on air. And I've obviously got a long trip ahead of me and a lot of work to do today, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not a big drinker. But let me tell you, tonight in New York, I'm going to go out to dinner with tomorrow night, Gerald Celente. But with Ted Anderson, you better believe, and I don't even like champagne that much, there's going to be a bottle of expensive champagne being drunk. Because, this is awesome. And we are about to see something that is so off the charts, just absolutely fantastic. I am beside myself right now with glee. The huge dam breaking, just Drudge Report, Newsweek, Time, BBC, London Guardian, hundreds of other papers, Bilderberg, World Government. What are they talking about in there? We've got the moles inside. We've got the intel. We've got live video. And now three prominent, one of them is like, I was looking him up in the last few weeks. I'd read about him years ago. He's bigger than Ron Paul in Switzerland. I mean, the Ron Paul of Switzerland, very high level in the parliament, right up beneath the prime minister. He is marching on Bilderberg today. The prime minister came out. It was in Swiss papers. We did screenshots of those, put them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they are getting, those are now up on the site with the headlines that the prime minister says they don't like the meeting happening there. I mean, it is a rebuke. See, with their trillions, with their fancy suits, with their Mercedes, with their armed guards, with all of this mystique and the helicopters, everybody just bows down to them. Why? They're crooks. It's like Bank of America thinking they can take houses without even having any type of deed, or somebody buys the house in cash. They have no history, no claim. They come and take it. The court says, well, it's 5 months later. We said give them their house back. You haven't. So we're going to send deputies to seize your bank and take the cash out and pay them on the barrel head. That's the people's court. That's America. That's Switzerland. That's what the Dutch had. That's real freedom. Nobody else ever had what the Swiss have had. Nobody ever had what people in America had. Nobody ever had what the Dutch had. And they're taking it away. It's a lie that our system came from the Greeks and the Romans. There's a little bit of that in there. It's Swiss. And people better get that through their head. They want it. The Swiss are all given automatic weapons and hand grenades. And then they have yearly searches in the house to make sure the guns are hidden. To make sure if a foreign government comes in, your guns are so hidden, our own gun finders can't find them. I mean, that's what it's all about. People are like, well, what? One of the freest groups, the richest group, lowest crime rate in the world, automatic weapons, hand grenades, grenade launchers. The crime rate is non-existent. And I'm telling you, that's why it's happening there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.